King Kid Radio. King Kid Radio.
Wow, I wonder what we're gonna learn in Sunday school today.
I know, I'm so excited.
King Kid Radio.
Mr. Boyer, and I want to welcome you to King's Kids Radio.
And I'm Sister Anna. There's an interesting case for us to solve today. Are you guys ready? First, let's sing a few songs. The first one is, This Is My Commandment, Malia Sierra Marcus. Will you join us?
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy.
One of my favorite songs. Now let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Jayana, Brianna, let's sing this together.
I love to read the Bible. It is God's special word. I love to read the Bible, and this is what I've heard. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. When I read the Bible, it tells me how to live. When I read the Bible, it tells me He forgives. 'Cause yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. When I read the Bible, it shows me how to love. And when I read the Bible, it makes me think of how, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so.
Wonderful job! God likes it when we sing praises to Him. Let's sing one more song. Isaiah, Cameron, help me one more time.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
Now that's what I call a great worship service.
Yes, it was. And now, let's look at our memory verse. It's Hebrews 11:6, and it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
That means to please God, we've got to have faith.
That is so right, Sister Boyer. To have faith means to have trust or confidence.
So, this scripture is telling us to have trust and confidence in God. This isn't always easy to do, especially if you're in a difficult situation like the people in today's case. Let's say the memory verse again.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. So can anybody guess what our story is about today? Well, let's review the clues. The first one was feet are mentioned in our story today. Kids, isn't that such an odd clue? I thought every story that involved people involved feet because every person has 2 feet.
You are so funny, Sister Anna. Well, anyway, the second clue is faith was mentioned in our story today.
And the last clue was someone's faith was getting low.
I think we can all agree that someone lost their faith. But if you guessed it was about John the Baptist and a very important question he had for Jesus, you were correct. John the Baptist was a very influential prophet who preached about the coming of the Messiah in the time of Jesus.
He baptized many people and believed fervently that Jesus was the Messiah. Many people believed because of his testimony. John the Baptist was a bold man who bravely told the truth, even if people didn't like it.
One day, John the Baptist offended King Herod by confronting him about sin in King Herod's life, and Herod threw him into prison.
Herod, your actions do not please the Lord. What you are doing is not lawful.
You dare to confront me, the king? Guards, throw this man into prison.
Though you put me in chains, you are the one that is in bondage, King Herod.
Poor John. He was only trying to do what God wanted.
The disciples of John visited him in prison and tried to encourage him.
Cheer up, John. Things will get better soon. You were only telling the king what God told you.
Yeah, we still believe in miracles. God can perform a miracle in your situation as well and get you out of this prison.
By faith it will be so, my disciples. I pray God will free me, and I will be out witnessing before much longer.
But days passed, then months, and John was still in prison. The disciples came regularly, telling of the wonderful works of Jesus and trying to encourage John in his troubles. But nothing seemed to change. Even the disciples began to get discouraged. Finally, one day when the disciples were visiting John, he said to them,
"Friends, it may be that I will die in this prison."
"No, don't say that. Something will happen."
"Yes, something must happen. You can't die here."
"Stop. In the secret place of my heart, I've long wondered if I might die for the cause of the Lord. It may be easier to accept. My body is weakened. I ask you, my friends, to understand. I am willing to die, but..."
But what?
"I've got to know if I've done the right things. Have I made the right decisions with my life? Or have I been a fool to believe that I could make a difference in the kingdom of God? Is my death worthwhile?
What? What do you mean?
Come closer to me, my friends. See these hot tears that pour down my face. I am a broken and weak man in body and spirit. The enemy wages war against my very thoughts, and my soul suffers in anguish. I am just a man, just a man. I weep of despair and discouragement. He has forsaken me. Has my labor been in vain? I've got to know, is Jesus really the Messiah?
But John, you can't mean it. You always believed in Jesus from the moment you knew he was the Messiah. He was who you preached about for all your ministry. You can't be doubting now.
I beg you, do not be discouraged by my weakness. In the depths of my soul, in my anguish and suffering, I have feeling. Is it then not evidence that some hope remains? My disciples, friends, now is the hour I have need of you to minister to me. My faith, I place my trust in Jesus by the word of your assurance. I may die in this prison, and I cannot die without knowing that he's the one we've looked for. I've got to know.
Then, what do you want us to do?
Find Jesus. Ask him if he's the one, or should we look for another? For your sakes also, I say we. Be not confused by my weakness. If Jesus is the Messiah, he knows my heart. He will not be offended by my question. If he is the Messiah, he knows how to convince you. By your report, his words will allow me to go to the grave in peace.
With heavy hearts, the disciples left to do as John told them.
They found Jesus in the countryside, speaking to a crowd of people who had come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their sicknesses. The disciples of John waited until a break in the teaching, then approached Jesus.
Jesus! Jesus!
Yes?
John sent us. He's in prison and has a question for you.
John, the one who goes before me. What was his question?
Well, he told us to ask, are you the one, the Messiah, or should we look for another?
Jesus was silent for a long moment. Then he said,
my friends, wait here and watch, and I will give you the answer.
Then Jesus returned to the crowd that was waiting for him. The disciples of John were dumbfounded. That was not the answer they expected. After a moment's hesitation, they seated themselves on the ground and began to watch Jesus.
Jesus taught for a few more moments. Then he gestured to a man that was on a stretcher, listening to him.
What happened to your leg?
They're lame. I was born unable to walk. The doctor said I'll be on a stretcher for the rest of my life.
Do you believe that I can heal you?
I do. You have the power to do miracles.
Be healed. Your legs are whole.
There was complete silence for a second. Then, before the disciples' dumbfounded eyes, the man slowly got to his feet. He looked around like he couldn't believe his eyes, then began jumping and laughing and crying as the crowd burst into an excited and joyful clamor. Then, everything exploded into motion as people in the crowd began pressing forward and bringing in their own sick loved ones and calling out to Jesus to heal them of all their ailments.
And Jesus did. He healed many others too. The disciples watched Jesus heal people that were deaf and ill and those who had many other diseases. He also did many other wonderful miracles in a very short time.
After an hour, Jesus pulled himself away from the crowd and came again to the two disciples of John. They were in awe and didn't even realize how fast the time went.
Well, friends, has your question been answered?
Yes.
Yes.
We know for sure.
You are the true Messiah.
Yes.
Go and tell John of the miracles you have seen and heard. And be sure to tell John that blessed is the one who does not lose faith in me.
Sometimes situations come up in life, and like John, we have a hard time believing in Jesus. When there are tough situations, it's sometimes hard to see how God could be working things out.
But in that situation, like the lame man Jesus healed, we've got to have faith in Jesus. He has the power to solve all of our problems. He is always faithful.
We also have faith that if we follow the gospel, Jesus will forgive us of all of our sins.
Do you know where the gospel is found? It's found in Acts 2:38. It says, if we repent of our sins and are baptized in the name of Jesus, he will fill us with the Holy Ghost.
Let's pray and ask God for faith to believe his word. Jesus, forgive me for all my sins and for when I have doubted you. I believe that if I follow your gospel, I can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Please help me to have faith in you and in your word, even when times are tough. Thank you for always being faithful and hearing us when we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Anna, get that phone.
Hey, no, I think I picked up the last call. I think it's your turn.
I said to get the phone, please. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Boyer. Yes, ma'am. Hello, Bible Detectives. This is Sister Anna. Wow, what an interesting case. I'm glad I picked up this phone. Well, join us next time to help us solve the case of the missing people.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11. Live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.